come and be healed. So I do what my Father says. So today is Healing Sunday. And we've come today for you to be healed of every human ailment, sickness, disease, debt, brokenness, addiction, failure, pain, oppression, anything that's paralyzing your life. In a few moments, you're going to hear the word that ignites your faith. And you'll hear the word of testimonies of those who have been healed. Because there's been an awful lot of miracles and healings in this church family. And you'll also hear testimonies of those who are healed today. So today is your day. I'd like to encourage you to start by saying, this is a divine appointment. Come on, everybody say it. This is a divine appointment for me today to receive my healing, to receive my deliverance, and the blessing from the Lord. It is no accident that you're here today. And so I'd like to encourage you to shut out yesterday, all of its stuff. Ignore the liar. You know who the liar is. And focus totally on what the Holy Spirit has begun from the moment you came in those doors. He was getting you ready to deliver to you what we sing. There's a miracle coming to your address, to your home, to your house, to your life. I believe the loving Savior is here today, right now, to heal your heart, your body, your whole life. And I'm just going to share a few thoughts before we do whatever else the Holy Spirit tells us to do in releasing healing today. But a well-known physician said in his discoveries that he came to the conviction that all sickness and disease stemmed from 39 root sources. Interesting, he came up with 39. Christ received 39 stripes. See, Matthew 8, 16 and 17 says, when evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word. With a word. And he healed all the sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah when he said, he took up our infirmities and carried our diseases. I want you to personalize this today. Say, he took up my infirmities. And he carried my diseases. Today, I let go of all sickness and disease, and I choose to receive what he paid for me to have. I want to say to you today that any condition that is not divine health has illegal temporary residence in your body. And all that's necessary is to receive a word from heaven that dispatches the illegal resident from your body. So just very quickly, on receiving your healing, Mark 11, 23 and 24 gives us a four-step process for receiving from God. And it says we are to pray or speak, we are to believe and receive, and thus we have. And in the Gospels, the prayer of faith is an authoritative word that is spoken to sickness. You see it so often in the Gospels. Jesus healed and the disciples healed throughout the book of Acts. They didn't stop and ask the Father to do X. As you'll see in a moment in Matthew chapter 10, they were given the partnership responsibility of speaking an authoritative word, a commanding word, Matthew 10, 1 says, He called His 12 disciples to Him and He gave them authority. Everybody say authority. Authority. If Jesus gave them authority, they had authority. And if He gave them authority, they had authority to use that authority. And they used that authority in a specific way. That authority was to drive out evil spirits. You know, sometimes an evil spirit can oppress your mind. Doesn't mean you're demon-possessed. It's you're harassed. There's authority to release you from that harassment today. To heal, to drive out evil spirits and to heal everybody, say every disease and sickness. So Jesus said, all right, guys, I got you here. Because this is the future of my church and my family for all the generations until I come back again. This is the future. This is the way it works. I'm giving you some authority and you're going to pass that on, but you're going to illustrate it and demonstrate it. And as though that wasn't enough, He gave them a command a few verses later in verse 7. He says, as you go, preach the message, the kingdom of heaven is near. And He commanded them, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. They didn't pay for that authority. They didn't pay for divine life. It was given to them freely. God says, I've given you divine life. I've given you authority. I want you to give it away. And so that prayer of faith today is going to be spoken here in a few minutes. It's a spoken word. And when you hear that spoken word, you're going to believe that God does what He said He would do. When you hear it, you decide. You make that decision inside here. Nobody else can see it. You make that decision. You say, that word's for me. I choose to believe that word is for me. It's taking place now. You know, you're not really believing if you say, well, maybe someday. But you take it now. 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 Everybody say now. Now. Then receiving is deciding inwardly in your mind that this whole mystery of the flow of the supernatural, it's divine virtue. Divine virtue is here today. It's flowing like a river. You say, Pastor, what do you mean? That sounds like spiritual terminology. In John 7, 38 and 39, Jesus said, he that believes what the Scripture has said, out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. By this he meant the Spirit. So if you're a Spirit-filled believer, there's a river inside of you. We've been creating by bringing all the streams together today from each one of us to the throne of grace. There's been a river flowing heavenward. If we've just exalted the Lord, that's the river of God's presence that's here. That river will flow in this meeting today. It's not just something that ascends to the Father. It's something that comes from the throne of grace. The throne of grace. You come boldly to the throne of grace so the river can flow from the throne of grace to your body, to your life right now. Fourthly, Mark 11 says you have what has been spoken, what you have believed, what you received, you have it. So if you have it, then you start to check that out. You know, I couldn't walk very well, but now I got it. So you start, all right. You know, sometimes we overthink a thing. I was a young boy, a teenage boy. I stepped on a nail, got terrible infection. Went to a healing meeting. Embarrassed, I sat in my seat, not going forward to be healed. You say, Pastor, that was really dumb. It was. Well, my mother said, you get up there. You know mothers. She said, you get up there. So I went up there. Bobby, I went up there. I went up to the front. And the man said, what do you want? And I said, I got a terrible injury in my foot. It's full of infection. And all he said to me was, run. If I'd have thought about it, I'd have said, well, I can't. But the moment he spoke the word, divine virtue went into this boy. I didn't think about it anymore. I just took off running. That's how faith works. It's just like that. You don't say, well, what about this? And blah, 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 blah. And, you know, by the time you're done with that, you're not believing anymore. If you believe, you receive, and you have. You believe, you receive, and you have. And then you act like you have. You act like you have. You do what you couldn't do before. Let me give you one other verse. Revelation 19:10 says, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Today you're going to hear quite a number of testimonies of divine healing. God is the same as we sang it a while ago. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Prophecy is something that is revealed that has been set in motion from the time of speaking. Something that is set in motion from the time of speaking. And so when you hear the testimony of healing, there's something set in motion in this room today. So when you hear the healing testimony, it is a prophecy. It is the testimony of Jesus. Jesus is saying, I just like to remind you, I'm the healer, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Am I here for you for that very same thing? So whatever you hear today, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you the testimony of Jesus. I'm here to heal your knee, your back, your head, your lumbago, your high blood pressure, your nervous disorder, whatever it is, your diabetes. He's here to heal. So I'd like the ministry team to come and just move over on to this side. You can actually face that way. Just everybody just kind of, you can kind of move in a little arc around that side if you would please. Let me begin by just kind of modeling how this works today. They're good people. Just look at me for a moment. That's the only way I know you're listening. I sat in a small office. The doctor stared into my eyes. And he said to me, you should not be here. You should be dead. He said, when I cut you open, when we didn't know what was wrong with you. We couldn't figure out what was wrong with you, but we cut you open. When I looked inside your abdominal cavity, he said, your appendix, which is normally the size of my little finger, was bigger than my wrist. And it was all fragmented. And it had so scattered throughout the abdominal cavity, I couldn't swab out all of the deadly infection. So I sewed you up. I sewed you up. I want to say to you, there were people who believed. Obviously, the man who was supposed to be dead is here today. I want to say to you right now, if there is disease in your abdominal cavity, I don't have to know what kind it is. I believe God right now is working right now in your abdominal cavity. Whatever it is, I want to encourage you to get out of your seat right now. I release healing to your abdominal cavity right now. Just get out of your seat and come. Stand here. One of these servants will lay hands on you and agree that the work of the Holy Spirit that is taking place right now is effected completely and totally in Jesus' name. Thank you. Lorraine. Janelle's going to share with you some healing miracle.
I've shared this testimony before, but I'll share it again. And I had a disease.
Excuse me, can you hear back at the back?
Okay. Related to my heart. And it was very debilitating. It meant that I had no energy most of the time. And I would wake up in the morning and feel as if I had no sleep at all. I was very tired all the time. And I began to faint a lot. And I struggled with that disease for 5 years. And I was praying. I was like, God, I know you can heal. I need faith. And I felt that he spoke to me. There's a verse that says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So I got a CD that had healing scriptures on, and I played it, and I played it, and I played it. Every time I was home, when on the way to work, I would play the CD. I had the healing scriptures going on, even when I went to sleep. In 1 week, I started to have more energy. And I realized that the fainting was subsiding. And I knew it was God. You know, the doctors, they did loads of tests. They said, we think it's to do with your heart. They did every test on my heart. They couldn't find anything wrong with it. And I knew, this is the devil. And I'm not accepting it. And he's tried to come back a few times and tried to make me faint. And I just tell him, I'm not accepting this.
Okay, hold the microphone. I want you to release that healing to anybody here who's had trouble with fainting. Anybody here, just to release that now in Jesus' name. Just say, I release that word.
Thank you. I release healing for every debilitating disease that takes energy, that causes fainting. In the name of Jesus, be healed today.
Amen. Now, if that's you, you come and just come up here and have this validated. If you can tell a difference when you come up here, just stay seated on the front row, because I want to get your testimony. All right.
God's healed me of something quite a while ago, to the point where Pastor Rick asked me, what have you been healed from? I couldn't remember. So that in itself is amazing. But my knees were so swollen that I couldn't kneel down. And even getting out of the bath was really sore. So when I went to the doctor, he said, well, you must really have lupus like your mother. And then I went for the test. I prayed and I didn't have it. And also I had back pain and stiffness of neck. Again, I went to the doctor and he said, oh, because of this issue in your family, you most probably have a condition called ankylosing spondylitis, which is the stiffness of the neck. I did have an x-ray and they showed that I had a slight deformity, which is why I was slouching and having lots of back pain. Again, I didn't take any medication. I prayed about it. And although I still have some back pain here and there, it's nothing like what I had before. My posture has improved, and I believe I'm completely free from that.
Release that healing now to them.
So in Jesus' name, I release that healing onto this congregation right now. I rebuke any back pain, any stiffness, any swollen joints right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Receive that. I'd like to ask Jesse to come, my grandson, Jesse. Jesse.
So a long time ago, I had epilepsy and I had to take this medicine. And in 2015, I stopped taking it and then I was healed.
Okay, just stay right here. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I release
healing
to anyone
who has epilepsy
or seizures in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. So if you have any history of seizures at all, you don't know about it, just come up here and just get that nailed. Amen. Jason Holmes, would you come and
many years ago, I used to suffer from hay fever, and I was in church at that time, actually, when it was really full on, so I was sneezing, eyes watering, nose running. I came up for prayer, Pastor Tony prayed for me, and I've been healed ever since, and that was about 12, 13 years ago. Since then, it has tried to come back, especially soon after I got healed, and I told the devil, no, I am healed, it's not coming back. And now it doesn't even try to come back anymore, so I don't suffer.
Yes.
From it.
Release that. Close
Thank
your
you,
eyes and
Father.
Listen. Receive.
Lord, as you have given me, I freely give.
Yes.
Anyone that is suffering from any allergy or hay fever of any allergy at all, in Jesus' name, we command it to be gone right now and never to return. Because once you're healed, once Jesus has done his work, there is nothing that the devil can do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So if you have any issues with hay fever, come and get it nailed. Amen. Merrily.
Well, I've had a few healings, but I can remember one time I was in church and I had been suffering from an elbow sprain or something, and it was very, very painful, and I just came out for prayer at the front and it just disappeared and it's never come back. So if you have something with a joint, we'll pray for joint things in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for every joint that is giving pain, and we just speak to it now that all pain is gone, every bit of inflammation, any sprains or cartilage that's missing. Father, we just speak to those joints now that they are whole in Jesus' name.
So if you've had any issue with a joint or cartilage, come just verify that, get that nailed today, right now, right here. Don't sit there, just come and get it dealt with. Just say, yeah, I believe I received it, I have it. I'm going to do what I couldn't do before. All pain's leaving my body now. I'm in the healing zone. I'm in the health zone. I'm in the healing zone. I'm in the health zone. Yeah, you're next. Are you still with me? Okay. Yeah, we'll sing a little bit. Amen. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Can you tell any difference?
Some.
Yeah, okay. How much? How much? Okay. Did she pray twice? Okay, yeah, all right. Hang them out. All right, Ann, step up here so everybody can see you. All right, just listen to this testimony. Remember, you're listening to hear the word that prompts faith in you. You're listening to hear the word. This testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy. Jesus has said, I'm here to do this again right now for you.
this testimony is really related not only to the issues, but also to the issue of where you've gotten healed and it tries to come back. And so this is really what I felt to share. I had had an issue with a bursitis in my hip, and it was very, very bad. And some of the time I was immobile, and it was very, very difficult. And I couldn't afford treatment, and I was struggling with it. Then some people blessed me with money to pay for the treatment, and it got better. 3 months later, I was in Cyprus on holiday, and it just seemed to come back with a vengeance. The pain was so bad, and I was taking all these painkillers, using all this ice. Everybody else was going out to see the sights, and I was lying there in bed. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and he said, this is not coming back. This is not that. This is a lie trying to get you to accept it. And so I said, okay. When the Lord showed me it was a lie, I said, right, that's it. I'm not having it. I got up. I said, I'm going to walk, which I thought, you know, in the natural didn't seem possible. But I spoke to it, and then I started singing over it, and I was walking down. I said, I'm going to meet the other people where I was going to meet them. And then, you know, it went away during that day. I came back, I testified, and God blessed me. Well, then later that week, the enemy tried to say, ha ha, you testified, it is coming back. You thought it wasn't. And so the pain started to come again. And the Lord reminded me of Psalm 101, verse 8, which says, every morning I will put to silence all the wicked in the land. I will cut off every evildoer from the city of the Lord. Now, part of how we cut off every evildoer from our lives is we put them to silence. And I just knew what to say to it then. I said, silence from you. Every time that twinge came, I was in the Aldi car park. I remember it so vivid. And I said, silence from you. In fact, please say that with me. Say, silence from you.
Silence from you.
Silence from you.
Silence from you.
And it didn't come back ever. I haven't had it again. So sometimes, see, the devil lies so he can steal. Jesus already paid for me to live in divine health.
Yes.
It belongs to me. It belongs to you. And I will not be robbed. And then another time, the same issue. This was to do with food sensitivity. Every time I had ate anything with MSG in it, either later that day or the next day, I would get all these visual disturbances, which would kind of eventually cloud out my vision, and then they would fade away to a very bad headache. And it just seemed to happen every time, and I couldn't seem to get away from it. And there was a function that was going to be at a Chinese restaurant, and I thought, oh Lord, what do I do? It's Leah's dedication, and it's a Chinese restaurant. Well, that very day, I think it was that very day or the week before, Liz had approached me and she said, the Lord told me that you have been healed of your MSG sensitivity. So then I had to decide, what am I going to do? I had even tried to call up the restaurant to see, do you have any food without MSG? How do I know which one is MSG free? No one answered the phone. So I thought, okay, Lord. The next day after that, I was starting a new job. I thought, I do not need my visual disturbances and a headache on my first day of a new job. So it was my choice to take a step of faith and say, Lord, you know what? You said eat what is set before you. So this is your word. I'm Amen. Standing on this. I stood on his word. I ate freely without fear. The next day it started to come. I said, no, I'm free of you. I'm free of you. Get lost. I'm not having it. And sometimes he'll give you something to say to it, something to sing over it. I mean, sometimes I'm like, I ain't having this because I've already got it. So ha, 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 ha. You may need to laugh in the devil's face. But actually, I want to pray. That's what I want to release, is not just over a specific thing, although I will release over food sensitivity, and I will release over anybody who's got bursitis. But actually, I also want to release, if you've had something where you've been healed and it's tried to come back on you, I want to release over you the word of the Lord, that you will know what to say to this.
Yes.
And that you will have the courage to do like Elijah did and laugh in the devil's face.
Do it.
All right. In the name, if any of those apply to you, just raise your hands to the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I release the word of healing over you.
Yes.
And I speak to your condition and I say, go in Jesus' name. Be healed. And anything trying to come back on you, silence from you.
Yes.
You can't come back in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Amen. So what happened to you? Just turn around and tell these lovely people what happened to you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, I've been suffering from my shoulder for about 5 months. Can't even move it. My sister-in-law and my brother asked me to come go to this healing day. And I said, after church, I'll come. And now I can move my hand.
Yes! Praise God. God bless you. Tell us what happened to you. Just turn around and look at these people. I promise they're good people.
Well, I came here to not just receive healing for myself, but for my mother.
Yes.
So I came to stand in the gap for my mother. And when I came, I've been feeling very lethargic and tired and exhausted. So as this young lady prayed for me, she prayed for me a second time in the gap for my mum, and that sense of feeling tired and weak and lethargic has left. I don't feel that anymore. I just want to thank God that he brought me here today.
Okay, let's just do something right here. You know, sometimes our condition changes miraculously. And as you heard, the devil comes knocking again. And I'd like you to just nail this. So would you run around this group right here? Just take off running. So how do you feel?
I feel good.
Okay. Now I want you to close your eyes because she's going to release divine energy to you. In Jesus' name.
In the mighty name of Jesus, as Peter, when he spoke to the man who was lame, and he said, in the name of Jesus, pick up your mat and walk. I say in the name of Jesus, anyone who has no strength, anyone who is disabled, anyone who is being captive by any sickness or disease, in the name of Jesus, be healed.
Yes. Amen. Thank you. Now, if that was you, you get up and you do this track. Come on. If she was talking to you, you've suffered from lack of energy, get up and run this track. All right? Here we go. That's a faith run. Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Where's my sister? You testified about your shoulder. Come, please. We got to get all the shoulders sorted out here. Close your eyes right now. She's going to release this healing to your shoulder. Your joints right now. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I have rebuked my shoulder pain. And when they told me to come, I know I'm going to Jesus' house and I know it will heal.
Yes.
And it has been healed.
Yes.
So anybody that got shoulder pain or leg pain, just remove it. Remove your shoulders or your leg and say, in Jesus' name, get out from me. And you will move your faith in me. Believe and it will heal.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. If you've had shoulder pain, just get up here and they're just going to agree with you. If you've had shoulder pain, joint pain, just come and get it dealt with. Don't just sit there. Jesus is here today. He's doing stuff. He's got something with your name on it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yvonne, do you have a healing testimony?
Jason gave the one that I was going to
give. Okay. You have a healing testimony? You have a healing testimony? Sorry?
I know Caroline's
gone. Oh, she's busy right now. Ed, good.
Last year, just around about November towards December, I was in my bedroom just preparing to lie down, and as you do, get ready for the following morning for work, and then suddenly I felt palpitation where the room was moving around, and I'm thinking, this is not right. So I lay back, and then the room was still moving around. I got up and sat down, the room was still moving around, and I said to Sharon, there's something wrong. So Sharon got my daughter Jasmine, who is training to be a nurse and stuff like that. So she came and tested me. She said, well, this heartbeat and all of that is just normal. So she said to me, just wait a few minutes. If it happens again, then obviously we go call the ambulance. So I lay back. As I was there, started again. And I thought, no, this is not right. So we called the ambulance. The ambulance took me to Norfolk Park Hospital. I was tested it. Almost 4 hours we were there, almost 5 hours. Basically all night, really. All the tests was negative. But I was still getting palpitation. My heart was racing like mad. So I was sent home. And I was told not to go to work, so I stayed at home. Still, my heart was racing. I was still getting palpitation. Again, I was sent back to the hospital. Anyway, so test went on. Sometimes, and I'm thinking, what else are they going to do? But all these tests are proving negative. And yet, my blood pressure was high. Everything was just going out of range. Literally, I should have heart attack. I should have whatever it goes with, palpitation, heart racing. But I wasn't having anything. I was getting chest pains. It moves from my left over to my right up to the top. And it was just circling. And I was thinking, this is wrong. Anyway, all the tests was done, including 2 weeks ago, I had the last test where they look into my heart and it's still okay. So I'm thinking, what is wrong? Anyway, between all of this, one day I came to church and we were having prayers on the back there and it started again. And someone told me, don't be silly. You are healed. So you need to believe in that you are healed. And I even told Raymond. Raymond was standing next to me. And I said to Raymond, you know, somebody just told me I'm healed. And I'm going to believe in that. And since I believe in that, palpitation is stopped.
Amen.
High blood pressure has gone down. And I'm still here.
Yes.
It went on for so bad that one day I walked through the doors of church. As soon as Pastor Rick saw me, he said something which was poignant. He said to me, the resurrected one is here. And I thought, it can't be just his words. It must be God that put it into his mouth and into his mind and into his heart to say that, because I was supposed to have gone. But I'm here.
That's right.
So what man thought it would have happened to me, God said different.
Amen.
So today I want to release unto you, whoever has palpitation or high blood pressure or anything that makes them feel unwell through your heart or in your chest, I want to release that healing to you today.
Have them stand at their feet.
For if you have such a thing, would you please stand so that I can release God's healing to you, because Christ has done it all for us.
Yes.
So in the name of Jesus,
yes,
I release healing,
yes,
to palpitation,
yes,
high blood pressure, heart disease, chest pains, and I claim and declare it healed now in Jesus' name. And I release the virtue of Christ in your body now,
yes,
in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. If that's you, you just come up here and just, they can verify it. Agree with them. Janet Lewis, would you come? This young lady has had some remarkable healings. Tell us one or two quickly.
Well, I got healing for my my kidney. My doctor told me that I had cancer in my right kidney. And then when I had a CT scan and praying and thanking God for being well, the CT scan showed that it was just fatty tissue in my right kidney. So what they did, the kidney had blood vessels around it, and they tied off the blood vessels so that the fatty tissue would recede. And a couple of weeks ago when I had an X-ray, it showed that the fatty tissue had receded, and I thank God.
So Jesus is healing kidneys right now. In this room, he's healing kidneys. I want Janet to release that healing power in your kidney. If you have a kidney issue right now in your body, she's going to speak to that in Jesus' name.
If there's anyone here suffering with kidney problems, kidney stones, whatever, I release healing in the name of Jesus. And be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. And by the way, while I'm here, sorry, Pastor, late last year, I started getting wheezing, and I went to see my GP, and I was given an inhaler that has steroids, and I used it every now and then. But the thing is, with the wheezing, I only got it at night, so when the doctor listened to my chest, he couldn't hear any wheezing. So at night, I would use the inhaler. And then suddenly, I didn't get the wheezing anymore because I've been praying and thanking God for my healing. And this is about 4 months now. I haven't used the inhaler, and the wheezing is completely gone.
Praise God.
So if there's anyone out there suffering with asthma or any kind of wheezing, I release healing. In the name of Jesus, be healed in Jesus' name.
If you've had any sort of asthma or difficulty breathing, come and just have one of the team agree with you. It's gone. You've received your healing. Just get out of your seat. Caroline.
Are you expecting a miracle today? Because the Lord told me, he says, that while you were asleep, he actually deposited faith in you today, for today. Can I get you all to stand up, please? There's a reason why I'm saying this. Because I'm going after addictions. 27 years ago, I had every addiction. Cocaine, cannabis, Valium, alcohol. Every one of them. And I couldn't get rid of it. I couldn't do it. I was suicidal. Actually, I was trying to commit suicide when I found Jesus. And I want to say to those who are struggling today, because you are here, and God knows, if you come to Jesus, he has the power to take authority in the name of Jesus over every addiction that is trying to control you right now. I command today that it's gone from your body, over your mind, over your emotions, over your soul. Now it will have no authority because of the name of Jesus. The power is in Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So you've had any kind of addiction, just come and stand up here and they agree with you in Jesus' name. It's gone. That's your step of faith. That's your step of faith. The Bible says, I'll be not brought under the power of anything. You're only meant to submit to the Lordship of Jesus, not stuff. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Sharon O'Canty. You give a testimony?
Angela mentioned about the bursitis that she spoke about that she was trying to get the treatment for. Well, family, I had an unexpected, strange swelling in my left thigh about 2 years ago, and it was going on for so many months, and it was so painful I could only lie on one side at night. And I would pray, and I commanded it to be healed, and it was still intentionally trying to continue. Got to the point where one day I was walking down the corridor in the hospital, and it brought me to tears. And I thought, what is this, you know? Anyway, one Sunday, as I stood in here and I prayed, I think I prayed for one of our aunties here who needed healing for something as well in one of her limbs. Unbeknown to me, the Lord healed me. And so I was carrying on as you do, as normal, and realized one day, oh, hold on a minute, it's gone. And I hadn't realized the Lord did it right there, here, in this house, in his presence. Amen? So I just want to encourage you again to just step forward. Whatever is niggling you, whatever has been a persistent pain or condition, don't be frightened to speak up. God is well able, amen, to deliver you of it and set you free and make you whole today in Jesus' name. Yes, amen, amen. So let's receive. Father, we receive healing again from bursitis, from any inflammation of muscles, any inflammation, Father, of the tissues, internal organs. Father, we silence the lie of the enemy and we declare by your stripes we are healed. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
You may be seated for a moment. Do you have a testimony?
I've got a back problem, remember?
Yeah, yeah. You did.
Good morning, church, or afternoon. I had a serious back problem, sore back. I was very stiff with it a lot of time. And it was something that I had problems in dealing with. I went for healing, went to a ministry for healing some years ago, and I got healed from that. And since that, my back has been perfect. And the job I do, I need to have a good back. Believe you me. Thank you.
Go ahead, release that healing.
I release healing for everybody that suffers from back problem. In Jesus' name, I command their backs to be healed. I command every muscle and every disc in the back to be aligned and be in where the place it should be, in its proper position. And I'm telling you this, in Jesus' name, I command that to everybody. Amen.
Amen. So if you've got a back issue, stand to your feet and then touch your toes right now. If you've had a back issue, stand to your feet, now touch your toes. Come on now. How is it? Do it at least three times. One for the Father. Some of you can tell the difference already. No more back pain. No more. No more back pain.
So, many years ago, I started to develop a rash any time that I was in the sun for any length of time. I'd start to get a rash, and it would be really sort of prickly, and all the sort of the anything the doctor said was, it's just a reaction that you've just started to get, and they told me just to put on the Factor 50 sun cream, and take antihistamines and all that sort of thing. And it was really a horrible thing for me because I love being in the sun. I love going on holiday. I love sitting by the beach. I love being, walking around in the sand. I love all of that. And any time that I went on holiday, I had to always cover up, always had to have big hats on, always had to make sure that I was completely covered in sun cream. And I remember I came up for prayer. I think Clive, he prayed for me, and he he declared that, you know, this condition would be healed. And I remember that at the time when he prayed, it was winter, so there was no way that I would know that I was healed straight away. And then summer came around, and I didn't even remember. I remember just being in the sun, being out in the hot sun for long periods of time, and I was completely fine. And I was like, this is amazing. You know, something that I had suffered with for years that came on all of a sudden had completely left. I didn't even, you know, if I forgot to put on my sun cream or whatever, it wasn't an issue. I didn't get any problems, and I can be in the sun for hours and hours and hours. And from that day, it has never, ever returned.
Amen.
Never, not one
Amen. Thing,
nothing at all. So I don't know if any of you have any problems with your skin, rashes, spots, whatever it is, but I believe that God wants to heal those things today.
He's healing them now.
So if that is you, can you stand up? And I'm going to release healing over you. Father, Lord, I just release healing. We speak clear skin.
Yes.
Healed skin.
Yes.
We command sores off of skin to be healed now in Jesus' name and to not return. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, I just want you to close your eyes for a moment. And we're going to sing, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. Right while we're singing, the Holy Spirit is flowing in this house to bring healing to your body. When you have been touched by the healing power of God, just get out of your seat and come to the front. Right now as we sing, I am the God that healeth thee. Everybody sing it, I am the God.
I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord your healer.
I am the God.
I am the God that healed thee. I am the Lord your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord.
One more time. I am the God.
I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord your healer.
Now, you sense the work of the Holy Spirit in your body. Just come out of your seat and come and sit on the front row here, and we'll hear your testimony. While we wait, Toshi, tell us what the Holy Spirit was doing with you.
So I've had this shoulder pain on both shoulders, but it's always more on my right shoulder. So 2 weeks ago, when we had the praise night, praise after service, we were praising, and I felt it lifted, but it came back again, and I kept on confessing, I'm healed, but the pain was still there, so I was just being bullish about it, carrying on, but it was still there. So today, I came out, and Sister Lauren prayed for me, and now I'm free.
Yeah. Awesome. Praise God. Awesome. Hey. If you still got some pain in your shoulders, get yours now. Get it fixed now. Come on now. So close your eyes right now. He's going to release healing to your shoulders.
Father,
right,
Lord,
now
we give you praise because your word says that you are the healer. Lord, you said in your word, you sent forth your word and healed their diseases. Yes. This day I pray for shoulder pain.
Yes, right,
or
now
any other pain in the body.
In Jesus' name.
Our bodies are the temple of the living, yes, God. I will come against you. In the name of Jesus, be gone now. Amen.
Amen. Now, do your faith exercise now. Come on. Check it out. All right. Margaret.
Good morning, church, or good afternoon. Brian has just reminded me, around March, I was having really bad backaches, on and off, niggly pains. And I remember coming in on a Sunday. I couldn't even drive my car. So I walked down, came to church, and I could hardly sit. And when I sat, I couldn't stand again. And when we was leaving, Brian looked at me and he said, "What's wrong?" Because you could see the pain in my face. And I said, "Oh, I've got really bad backache." And he started praying for me and he says, "From 1 to 10, how are you feeling now?" So I said, "A bit better, about 4. Prayed. He said, "How are you feeling now?" And I thought, started twisting. I thought, I couldn't do that before. I couldn't even sit and stand immediately. So I did that. He said, "How do you feel now?" 10 out of 10. The pain went immediately. Yes. And that back pain hasn't returned, in Jesus' name.
Release it.
Father God, we come to you this healing service this, yes, morning, O God. And we put our trust and faith in your God,
yes,
that your word will not come back void. In the name of Jesus, anyone who's suffering from backache, Father God, we just pray.
Yes, come on.
Healing, yes, now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Father God, your power, yes, will touch, amen, every back. Send your healing power. Your blood cleanses us.
Yes. Thank you,
in
Lord.
Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
So if you had back problems, stand up and touch your toes. Move it around. You know, side to side. Anybody left with backache? They're disappearing around here.
Caroline.
All the backache people have been healed. Go ahead. Come out to the front, Caroline. Just connect with one of these people here. Now, before Clive shares something, I want to go to another level here. And I want to share a testimony of a woman who's not here today, but she used to sit right in the second row. She went to the doctor and they did their examinations of her and they said, "You have cancer in your breast. We're going to schedule you for a surgery. We can't, at this stage, give you any great assurance that you'll recover, but this is the step we're going to take." Remember, she sat right there in the second row. I didn't know. She came out. Someone laid hands on her in Jesus' name. She went back for her scheduled surgery. And they said, "Okay, we're just going to take an x-ray here and just before we take you into theater." They took an x-ray. They said, "You know, you can go home. You don't have any cancer in your body." And so if you're in this service today, everybody close your eyes right now. You're in this service today. And the doctors say you have some sort of cancer. That's not the last word. That's not the last word. So it's for you and anybody you know. You take this word today. Jesus heals cancer. Yes. And he's here to heal cancer right now. Right now. Jesus is healing cancer right now. In fact, across the globe, people are being healed of cancer right now. You're no different. You're no different. So receive your healing right now. In the name of Jesus, I curse you, cancer, and I command you to go 100% from this body and do not return in Jesus' name. If you have warred against cancer, your war is over. Just come and agree with someone here at the front. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just thank the Lord. Just give the Lord a clap offering right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's done. Yes, it's done. Through the precious blood of Jesus, victory is won. Thank you, Jesus.